Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They didn't have a sack, and I know that they blew two opportunities of getting a turnover that Daniel Jones, I thought, tried to gift him. So, like, it could have gone better on defense. I'm sorry, that was the number one offense in the league. And I was really impressed with their effort the entire game. Chris Jones' effort the entire game, but obviously and most importantly, the final five drives of the game where they stopped the number one offense in the league, who had the least three and outs in the league, from going three and out time and time and time and time again. And the truth is, they needed every single one of them to be a three and out, essentially to win the football game, and they just kept doing it over and over again.
It was, I mean, complete difference from a week ago. You know, I think, as we all know, Steve Spagnuolo was under the microscope a little bit after the Broncos and maybe not being aggressive on third downs and letting Bo Nix sit back there. We all know they've struggled all year to get pressure. Look, they did not get a sack on Daniel Jones. But when it came down to crunch time of the second half, Steve Spagnuolo said, I'm going to blitz. I'm going to blitz Daniel Jones. And then late in the game, I think the Colts, for whatever reason, went away from even trying to run the football. Yeah, the Chiefs
were... that third and one when they stuffed, like, Jonathan Taylor for two yards, another massive stop.
The Chiefs did a great job against Taylor, but I thought the Colts still abandoned the run way too early. The Chiefs' defense, from Next Gen Stats, hit Jonathan Taylor behind the line of scrimmage on 62.5 of his touches. 0.7 yards before contact. Taylor only forced three missed tackles, season low 10 yards after the missed tackle.
And they had to, like, it was gang tackling. They had to, like, get after him multiple times where it took 2-3 guys to take him down.
Jonathan Taylor held under 60 yards. That's the disaster formula for the Colts. I mean, it goes back to, well, Daniel Jones was awesome in the first half, right? He had two touchdowns. He outplayed Patrick Mahomes in the first half.
He did.
No doubt about that. In the second half, I feel like they, being the Colts, tried to prove late in the game, Cody, that Daniel Jones can go and win them the game and make the key throws. To prove a point. I don't know. And he obviously did not. The Chiefs get a ton of credit for that. I also think Daniel Jones tried to gift the Chiefs an interception or two late, and the Chiefs had three guys that were all fighting for the football. Fortunately, that ended up not being, like, the one spot we didn't say, man, they had a chance to win it there. The Chiefs still found a way to get it done. I thought the defense performance, in particular the second half, but even the first half, you with what your offense did, which was have an interception right there to open up the game and put you in a terrible spot.
Points.
That was about as good as you could have asked for. And then Chris Jones, yeah, the sack is still not there, but post bye week has been a different player.
His energy level has
in
been
the two,
so
the
much
two
better.
Games effort. Post bye week. Yeah, it's an effort level. He was asked about it in post game yesterday and said, you know, he's his harshest critic. And I think that's fair. And by week, he went in, he watched some more film and found some things that he could be doing better. And he has just been a much better player. And the guys feed off of that too. Like, if you have your best star player, Chris Jones, taking his level up a notch in effort and all that, what does that do for everybody else around you? And I think that's what we've seen happen. And it's been a frustrating year for him, I think, very obviously. You know, it's been a year in which he's been criticized, I think fairly, but he's had a step up and he's done just that the last 2 weeks.
I would say he was the single biggest catalyst for the stat you just said, the 62.5% of times Jonathan Taylor was hit. They had been goal-to-go situations. They were perfect, obviously. It was mentioned in the broadcast a bunch of times, gold. The Colts, in every single and goal situation, had scored a touchdown on every single drive. Chris Jones helped break one of those up. He forced Daniel Jones into a miss when a guy was wide open on a third down that eventually forced a field goal. He was awesome. Players don't have to get sacks. What stands out, though, is like, and this is what's frustrating earlier, I'm telling you, it looks like an effort difference. It doesn't, to me, it just looks like on every snap, he's given 100%. And I don't know if that's just because they didn't have to be on the field as much yesterday, offensively.
Yeah, they were definitely fresh.
Yeah, they were fresh, and they were certainly maybe a little more fresh against Denver. But he's doing his end again. And the secondary looks a little more competent. They were moving some people around that they hadn't played in the slot before, so they were trying some stuff, and they blitzed a little bit more than they did the week before. I thought, interestingly enough, defensively, they looked their best when it seemed like the Colts had decided, oh, we're going to prove Daniel Jones can beat you. You're like, yep. The hell are you trying to prove that for? Like, Jonathan Taylor helps you win the game against the Falcons last week. Just win the way you can win. Didn't it feel like to you that at some point they were trying to, like, prove Daniel Jones could win 1-1 against Patrick Mahomes in a game in which they desperately need, you know, like, I don't
yeah,
know.
So, a couple minutes ago, I agree. Yeah, I felt like there was a little bit of that as well. And this is one of those examples with Chris Jones where if you don't watch the game and all you do is look at a box score, you're going to say, what did he do yesterday? One tackle, no sacks. Yeah, this is why you can't just box score it, especially if you're talking about a defensive lineman. He was having an impact on just about every snap, whether it was opening things up for other guys, forcing Daniel Jones to make a quicker decision, forcing Jonathan Taylor to cut back in a different direction, whatever it may be. That's the stuff that doesn't show up in the box score. And that's why it's important. Because I think, you know, you can be very lazy with that and say, like, oh, well, he only had one tackle. Someone even texted, Mahomes had as many tackles as Chris Jones.
Yeah,
you didn't watch the game. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, you didn't. If that's your takeaway about Chris Jones's performance yesterday, he was very, very good.
He disrupted their offense.
No, you're good. I thought it was interesting also how, I don't know if this is just they defended him really well or if the Colts just didn't utilize Tyler Warren. He got maybe three targets. He didn't even get five targets, I don't think, all game
yesterday.
He
had close to 50 yards because he had a couple that were a little bit.
He had two bigger plays that he had, but I can't think of his name coming up, especially in the second half, very often.
Well, in the second half, five straight three and outs.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, it's also an important point for what Drew's talking about, which is that's what's burned them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Like, their deficiency this year is tight ends kick their ass,
for sure.
And they have one of the best ones. And like, this just goes back to, I'll give you credit when you deserve credit and criticism when it's not the other way. We talk all the time about the coverage issues from Drew Tranquil and Nick Bolton and some of these other guys who we don't think do as good of a job or the safety play when it comes to tight ends. I honestly, because he didn't get called a lot, I'm not sure it was on Tyler Warren all game. But I'll tell you right now, they did a hell of a job. I don't care if it was Bolton, Tranquil, Connor,
Jayden
Cook.
Hicks,
I think
whoever.
Cook was on him a decent amount.
Yeah.
Kudos across the board because y'all did it against Tyler Warren yesterday. And again, that's why they were off. No Jonathan Taylor, no Tyler Warren. Yeah, of course the Colts offense looked uncomfortable. And they didn't even get, like, Daniel Jones tried to give Trapp him a couple of turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even complete that end of it, or this game could have been, yeah. I don't know, could have been in the Chiefs' favor sooner, so they didn't have to win it in overtime on a field goal. Maybe they could have, like, you know, gotten away sooner.
When the game ends, all of a sudden, you tell me, like, if we talk about this on Friday, going to the game, you know, what you want to make Daniel Jones have to beat you. And the first half, he was, right? The first half, he was playing great. But he said, Jonathan Taylor cannot go off for a 150 and two touchdowns. If Daniel Jones carves you up for three or four touchdowns and 300 yards, so be it. The way the first half was going, you're thinking, wow, he might actually do that. He ends up, Daniel Jones does, Cody, two touchdowns, 19 to 31 for 181 yards. And he wasn't sacked. That stat line, that's a very, like, 19 to 31 for two touchdowns and a 181. You would normally say that should be good enough for the Colts to win a game in which they only give up 23 points. But that was the key. Jonathan Taylor had 16 carries for 58 yards. I would love to know, if you tell me the rest of the season, if Jonathan Taylor was held under 60 yards by every one of their remaining opponents,
I think they might lose every game.
The Colts could lose every single game.
Yeah, because Daniel Jones is still there's still a limitation to his play. There's not, and this goes back to, like, if the Chiefs make the playoffs and the teams that they have to face, why, if you're still giving me the choice between, do you want the Baltimore Ravens or the Buffalo Bills, even though the Colts have played better, or some of these others, I'm going to choose the Colts first, not just because they beat him now, but because there's still a limitation with Daniel Jones game in the long run.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.